The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, in 2024, the average age of a mother giving birth was 33.3 years of age. Last year, over 40% of the patient population in the Rotunda Hospital was over 35. It's clear that women across the country are choosing to have kids later and later in life. But we also know that choosing to have a baby later can be a source of many fertility issues. And doctors and fertility coaches across the country are encouraging women to start thinking about their fertility plan. So, to discuss all of this, I am joined now by fertility coach and author of Still Trying to Conceive, Helena Tuberty. Helena, you're really welcome to the programme. And you say we should be treating fertility like college. What do you mean about that?
I guess, you know, college plans, where your life is going, what kind of things you want to develop in your life. And fertility is inclined to get put on the long finger. And yes, of course, it's really difficult trying to, you know, get educated, have a career, and of course, accommodation, and maybe even a partner. And that is increasingly difficult for young people. And we also have extended sort of juvenescence, that, you know, people having to live at home, and everybody's looking better, exercising more, probably healthier in many ways. But we forget that fertility is fragile and fleeting.
I mean, you say treated like college. So that's like 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 years of age. Is that what you're saying is the time to be thinking about
fertility? I guess the idea being that, you know, as a plan for life, it is important. And GPs are being encouraged now to ask people what their fertility plan is. And that is a way of opening up a conversation. That's really important, because if you know what your fertility is like, you can obviate issues, you can have underlying conditions treated so that when you do, you know, feel ready to have and start your family, that, you know, these issues don't suddenly rear their ugly heads and cause delays and heartache. And I guess, you know, to have it as part of your life, a lot of people in my practice will say, you know, they've been with various partners, and, you know, this is important for men as well, and they're usually left off the hook or sidelined, that it really is important that they realize that their fertility does change over time. Yes, it is possible to have children, but it may often need expensive treatment that isn't guaranteed. And having a fertility conversation young is really about knowing, are you somebody who wants three kids? Do you want no children? How are you going to plan your contraception? Are you going to do some egg freezing? You know, that the conversations can be had in a matter-of-fact way that as a nation, we're usually a little bit reticent about having. And we really need to see fertility as part of general health and lifestyle.
I think for a lot of people, it's something they don't think about because it's not something they feel they have any control over, because lots of people would still hope to have a child in a relationship with another person. It's not everybody's choice. It's not possible for everybody. But I think that's what a lot of people might hope for in their 20s. And that's not something they might feel that they have, you know, control to decide.
Exactly. So that is why it is really important to, you know your GP, that your GP knows you when you're healthy and well. Because what they're asking is, are you hoping to be pregnant in the next year or five, or would you rather avoid pregnancy? And it's a chance to flag up things like, you know, irregular cycles, or finding if there's endometriosis, or even things like thyroid issues, all the stuff that can quietly trip you up later on. So it's really, you know, it's general health and the idea of having an intention. You know, do you intend at some stage to consider trying for a family? Is the person you're with the right person? You know what I mean? That it's out in the open and it doesn't come as a shock. Oh, well, actually, he's not terribly interested. And then we broke up and I was 35. And then, you know what I mean? That it really needs to be part of it. And it's not putting any pressure on people, but it is an awareness. And I think, you know, GPs are being really, really helpful in this, because, you know, the idea of looking after STIs, making mental health, lifestyle choices, that you can do quite a lot to improve your fertility stakes in advance by having an idea of what your fertility plan in life is. So you're not blindsided at any stage then, you know.
And are you seeing that more and more, Helena, because more and more of us are having kids in our mid to late 30s, that by the time you do come to have children or think about having children, you are blindsided because it's the first time you've ever looked at your fertility?
Absolutely. And, you know, finding issues that have been there all the time. You know, I've always had bad periods. I've always had a lot of acne and hirsutism or whatever. And it's like, well, that should have been, you know, in the mix of kind of, you know, flagged for you so that you would know and be prepared and make better decisions and have clarity. And the other thing as well,
so
I guess,
so it's not basically saying, okay, at 22, like to meet somebody at 26, get engaged by 28, have first child by 30. I mean, that's actually what I thought you were talking about.
No.
I thought, like, that's just not realistic for somebody at that age. It's barely realistic for somebody in their 30s.
It can be, and many people do, and they actually run into issues at that stage, and they may be still trying to conceive 5 or 6 years later. And it's not that people have sort of forgotten to try and have a child, you know what I mean? So the sense of it's not a nosy question by some elderly aunt, you know, are you having children? Are you thinking about it? Which that's totally inappropriate. But with your GP, this is your health. This is your potential. And I guess, you know, guys are very behind on this. Women do bear the brunt of the whole thing. And they're aware of time passing. They're aware of what their bodies are capable of, that pregnancy as an older person is fine, but it carries more risk. So it's about mitigating this and managing it. And of course, we are in a time of serious pressure of, you know, security of work, of trying to find a place to live, of cost of living. So it is really, really difficult for this particular generation. They are very, very squeezed. And I'd hate, you know, people to feel pressurized, but being in control of 100% of what you can be in control of, and, you know, managing your life, your lifestyle, your relationship, that really can make a huge difference, as well as your medical health.
It can really
give you, you know, stack the odds in your favor.
All right, Helena Tuberty, it's an interesting one, fertility coach and author of Still Trying to Conceive. Thanks for joining us on that.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.